Rick Tiller with you coast to coast and border to border and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And you know me, I'm a big soccer guy. And I tried to bring in people who know the sport very well. And when it comes to goalkeepers, you can't do much better here in America than talking to Shep Messing, former Cosmos goalkeeper, and played all over the place in this great land of ours as well. And Shep, I guess the Cosmos, the second incarnation, trying to get into Major League Soccer at some point, is that the plan?
Rick, first of all, pleasure to be on the phone with you. I know you're an Oakland Raiders guy, Oakland Coliseum, so I go back to the bad boy days of Lyle Alzado and Matuszak and Kenny Stabler.
Wow.
But back to your question, the Cosmos in my day really, Rick, captured the imagination of New York and then the United States and then the world. And that's, I believe, what these New York Cosmos are doing again. It's not about joining Major League Soccer. Right now, for these Cosmos, it's about building the best club that they can in the world, and hopefully one that's going to last, unlike the first incarnation. Hopefully this one lasts for 100 years. So it's not about choosing or their destiny is to be in Major League Soccer. They've made a conscious decision that we want to compete in the global game. And the global game means the best path for them right now is the NASL. You can sign any player you want to sign. You could buy a player. You could sell a player. You could bring in Raul or Marco Senna. So they're just on a path to become the best soccer team they can for the club and their fans. And where it takes them, who knows?
Well, you mentioned Oakland, and when I was in junior high, you played for the Stompers. And a lot of people don't even remember the Stompers anymore. Can you give me an anecdote or two about the Raiders and those days in the late 70s and just living in the East Bay?
It was living the dream, and I'll give you a quick anecdote because I had just come off the season, Pelé's final season, with the New York Cosmos, 1977. I was the goalkeeper that year. We played in his final game and won the championship for Pelé, which was kind of poetic justice. And I was a free agent after the season. And the best offer I got was to come play for a new team, the Oakland Stompers. We played at the Oakland Coliseum, and I was the poster boy. So they had billboards up over the bridge with my picture on it, and man, I just came from a team where I was a role player, where we had Pelé and Beckenbauer and Canalia, and all of a sudden I was the face of the Oakland team. So actually, Gene Washington was one of the owners of the team, played for the 49ers.
Yeah.
I lived in Alameda with, that's why I mentioned Matuszak and Kenny the Snake and Lyle Alzado. So we hung out together. I lived in Alameda, and the opening game, to end the story, the opening game, we had about 35,000 people in Oakland. We were playing against the San Jose Earthquakes, and, you know, I was the poster boy of the club, and they gave San Jose a penalty kick in the 88th minute. The guy who took it was Ilya Mitic. He had never missed a penalty kick in 15 years. I made the save. We went into a shootout. I stopped all the shots, and I was the hero for the day. It was all downhill after that.
I thought you were going to say Georgie Best was going to take the penalty there for a second. But anyway, that's a great story. We're speaking with Shep Messing. And I wanted to ask you about the national team right now, because as we look at Timmy Howard, and we're not saying that he's close to being done, but let's say he breaks a leg, knock on wood. Brad Guzan, I would expect. Who are some of the other guys coming up if Howard and Guzan couldn't go?
Yeah, that's a good point, Rick. And I think there's you're always looking for the new generation of players in general, goalkeepers in particular, because Americans have always been able to produce real good goalkeepers. So after Timmy Howard and Brad Guzan and Brad Friedel out of the picture, there's a young generation that includes Hamid, who plays for D.C. United, Sean Johnson, who plays in Chicago. I think those are the two most promising goalkeepers in terms of who's going to take over that spot. They're both still young, but they're both have great size, athleticism, and they're just getting their, you know, feet wet in terms of playing for the national team. But there's a gap. There's definitely a little bit of gap in terms of the season go-to guys and waiting for these young guys, Sean Johnson and Bill Hamid, to grow into it.
Talk, if you could, Shep, just talk a little bit about Friedel. I remember I got to interview him on the road to France 98, and this is a guy, I mean, you think about, you know, Galatasaray, Liverpool, Blackburn, Villa, and now he's announced he's going to, he had retired from the national team for a long time, but he's going to retire. He's been, you know, third choice at Spurs this year behind Lloris and Vorm. So, but I mean, this kid coming out of UCLA and just the talent he had, and really, you know, I think about Johnny Harkes and the first American to score at Wembley and all that. And to me, Friedel, and I know Keller was there too, but Friedel was a guy that really had the staying power was amazing. It's like Peter Shilton-esque.
You know, Rick, well said. And again, I know you're a Tottenham fan as well, so you follow Brad quickly. Brad was a remarkable story because it was really a battle between Casey Keller and Brad, and mm-hmm. I guess it was that 2002 World Cup. And you know, Brad took over, took the job, was outstanding at that World Cup, and the length and consistency at the highest level is of his career is remarkable. You know, what can I say? Goalkeepers are a special breed. So you dial it back to Tony Meola, who was a draft choice to play professional baseball. You know, soccer was kind of dormant in this country at that time. So Tony Meola really didn't have the same vehicle that the guys have with the landscape today. But you Casey Keller, Tony Meola, obviously Tim Howard, Brad Guzan now. Look, forever goalkeepers have been produced by this country. The question is, how do we produce, you know, the great superstar in the attacking third of the field?
Yeah, no doubt. We're speaking with Olympian Shep Messing. Yes, he was at the Olympics 72. I remember in 94 Cup, and I worked here at Stanford at the San Francisco venue as a volunteer in the media center, and Tony Meola was a guy who would make the most miraculous saves, but then, you know, Dan Petrescu beats him at his near post against the, you know, Romania down there in Pasadena. And I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I've never asked Tony this, I've had him on the show several times, but I remember you being critical of him, and I remember the quote from Meola at the time said, "Shep Messing is not a Tony Meola guy." Was that, do I remember that correctly?
You have a great recollection because I'm a big fan of Tony, always have been, and I remember that game that I was broadcasting during the World Cup, and I was critical of that goal that he allowed, and Tony saw me sometime later, and you know, we really hashed it out because prior to that, about 2 months before then, I had seen Tony at an event, and he asked me for an autographed book that I had written. He gave me an autographed memento from him, and he was full of compliments for me until that moment on television. You know, now circle forward, I remain good friends with Tony. So, look, at the highest level, you have to have a little bit of ego, and Tony's, and he'd be the first to tell you that today, it was bruised easily by my public commentary, but anybody who's involved in soccer at any level in this country, we're all in it together. We want the sport to be the best it can be. And, yeah, that was a blip in history between Tony and I, but I think the world of him, and I would think he'd say the same.
No doubt about it. Hey, Shep, man, it's been great having you on, and we're out of time, but I want to remind everybody that Shep's here talking about the second incarnation of his old team, the New York Cosmos. They're alive and well. You want to check them out. And where can people go to get more information about the Cosmos Show?
Yeah, the best is, look, this team is dynamite. It's in my blood. I think they're on the right path. They've been invited to play in Cuba on June 2nd, which will be an historic occasion. You know, they've got Raul from Real Madrid, Marco Senna. This is a team, if you love soccer, keep your eye on them. The best way is to go to the website, www.newyorkcosmos.com. And if you love soccer, You know, if soccer's your religion, the New York Cosmos are one of the temples you should be worshiping at.
Yeah, and it's weird that the team with the most recognition and cachet in America is a team that's not playing at the top flight level, which is, I think, kind of interesting. All right, hey, Shep, man, we need to get you on again sooner. Thank you so much for your time, buddy, and best of luck with the Cosmos.
Rick, anytime. Thanks. It's a pleasure.
All right, I appreciate it. Shep Messing.